All right. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Single Moms Conversations with Kina. Day one listeners, big up yourself, and to all of the new ladies that are here, thank you so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. Do me a favor and hit that subscribe button. That way you'll be notified as to whenever your auntie is dropping another one. And yes, ladies, this podcast is for us and by us. I am a proud single mother, and so are you. All right, that's right. We're proud of ourselves. You better be. You're accomplishing a lot, even though you might not feel like it sometimes. You know, you are accomplishing a lot. Okay? All right. So we are going to get into this podcast talking about one of my favoriteest subjects in the whole wide world, and that's money. Money. Cash, money. B-I-L-L. We're going to talk about money, right? Because I remember this, y'all, from the 90s. We're going to get into it. There was a famous rapper. He was raised by a single mother, Biggie Smalls, right? And though I am a Biggie Smalls fan, I did not agree with a lot of things he said. And he said, more money, more problems, y'all. That's what he said. That's what Big Papa told us. And I'm like, okay. Well, I'll take my problems with money. So I never agreed with that. I never used it as a mantra for me, for anything I believed in. No. We don't do that, right? Single mothers need their money, okay? They need their money, right? And again, I'm going to say this for the people in the back. This podcast is for us and by us, okay? Because sometimes people don't know, ladies. Y'all know that. You got a lot of people who want to hide behind clicking on keys, saying things. But anyway, let me adjust my pillow, right? So I know that I would prefer all of my problems with a lot of money. Give me all of my problems with a lot of money, right? I know people be like, you can't take it to the grave with you. But I have a legacy, okay? And that money is going to my legacy. You just can't take it to the grave. I've heard people say that. What's the point? The point is, I can't function well as a person, as a mother, as a human being, if I have to worry about the basic food, clothing, and shelter, right? I can't be a part of that. I can't. I won't. And I don't want you to be either. This is why I'm big on, look, if you need to get that class, you need to get that training, go ahead and get it, right? Whatever you need to do to get you to the next level so you can secure the bag, I need you to do it. Now I'm going to go off track a little bit. Y'all know how I stay. This is how I am, right? I'm going to go off track a little bit. Now I know you're on a social media and there's people complaining, child. They talking and they doing all of that. Boom, boom, boom. Can't afford this. Can't afford that. I understand. But I need you to know, if you keep interpreting that, that's exactly how it's going to be, right? Your word is bond. Okay, your word is the bond. It's not word is born. It's my word is my bond. That's what it is, right? So I need you to understand, if you keep scrolling on that and looking at it, y'all know how the algorithm is. It's going to keep giving it to you, and that's what you're going to keep believing. But I need you to understand, there's a lot of people out here with a lot of money. I know they're like, oh, the middle class is not $100,000 no more. I get it. Fear monger. That's what they want you to believe. They're trying to bring that vibration down, right? Money. We ain't gonna believe that. We're not. Because money is a very fickle thing. If you believe it ain't enough, it won't be enough. But if you focus and concentrate on more, there will be more. you'd be surprised how money will come and say hello to you, grace you with her presence. She's such a beautiful, beautiful girl. But anyway, I don't want you to get caught up in that. So be very conscious and cautious as to what you are allowing into your space when it comes to money. Single mothers need money. We have to have money because we have to take care of our children. When we don't have money, it puts us in a place of uncertainty. And once we venture into uncertainty, then our decision making morphs. We go into fight or flight. And I need you to be not there. Okay. I need you to just be in thrive. Okay. No fight or flight. Fight or flight is dangerous for us. It is. So let's get into this money. Right? Let's talk about money. One, y'all know I'll tell you. I'm going to be the first one to tell you, single mothers don't have no money to lend nobody, right? And why I keep saying this is because people will. They have no issue with coming to borrow from you. They have no issue with asking you. They could have a whole entire man and they'll come to a single mother and ask you. Or they'll look at you like you have more, like someone gave you something. Other than you working, you know, because you have children, because they have fell victim to propaganda as well, right? I remember being in business and I was talking with this guy and he said to me, because I could tell he was fully and completely brainwashed, and the little bit of brain cells he had left, they just didn't exist just by this one statement. And he said, oh, but you know, they'll always give more to a black woman than they will a black man. And I said, sir, no one gave me anything. I worked night and day. I focused on the money. I didn't answer my phone. I didn't talk to people. My focus was my money because I needed to take care of my children. So there was no grants. There was no money. There was only my two hands. That's it. And my good heart and my spirit and the love I had for my daughters, because I had to provide for them. Do you understand? That's all there was. There was nothing else. Not that I have to tell you or prove anything to you. You feel me? Right? I don't have to tell you anything, but I'm letting you know that myth, that propaganda that you have taken in and you believe that someone gave me something is a lie. It's a complete lie. Right? So we don't have no money to give nobody. Keep your money in your pocket. Emergency funds. I wanted to find out, excuse me, y'all, it's a car going by. It's a little loud. My window is cracked. But I wanted to find out just where, how should I start like putting money away? Like I needed financial structure because that wasn't taught to me. What was taught to me is that it was never enough money. That's what my mother taught me. There's never enough money. It was always a problem, right, over money. And I grew up believing that, you know, there's never enough. It's not enough. There's never enough, blah, 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 right? Which is not true. It's just not true, right? So I watched Dave Ramsey, good old Uncle Dave, right? And he talked about the baby steps. And actually, I reached out to them when I was in business, and they had... they recommended a book and someone for me to talk to briefly or whatever. And yeah, that was my experience with Dave. But the baby step is you save $1,000, right? For emergencies. That's your emergency fund, your $1,000. Ladies, we drive cars, right? We don't want a vehicle breaking down or needing a repair to be the reason why we can't get to work. Why we can't get our children to daycare, to sports, to school. We need our money, right? We really, really do. We need a tire. We need tires on our vehicles. Our cars have to be safe because we have our lifelines in these cars. We got little babies in these cars. They have to be safe. So I totally agree with that, saving that $1,000, just that $1,000 for an emergency. So we need to take that and tuck that away. That's not to be touched. So if anything happens, boom, I got it, right? You got that, you good, right? Also, there was a time I wanted to start investing, and I told the story before. This happened right before everything had happened with you know who, and I spoke with a financial analyst and he said, well, what's your monthly expenses like? So I was going through my bills and I was letting him know what my bills were. He was like, but what about other things like entertainment, clothing, things like that? Write down everything you spend money on. Make it a habit. And he said, and when you get 3 to 6 months worth of this money, you come back to me. So I never got back to him because you know who hit, but I did have enough money to carry me through for a while, right? So saving 3 months of your bills. And somebody like, well, auntie, how am I gonna do that? Well, I mean, I know we, a lot of us get earned income credit, we get tax money. You know, that's a good way to start with saving. The other way I would say to start saving is to just watch what you're spending. Look at your meal plans. Look at your meal plans. What are you buying? What are y'all eating? Are you wasting? Are you feeding the garbage can? Because I used to do it. I used to feed the garbage. I would buy fruit and feed it to the garbage, right? And I'm not saying don't buy fruit, but I was like, I was conditioned to get a certain type of fruits, right? And then the truth is, I don't really like apples like that. So why am I buying apples? I only have a taste for apples sometimes, but I will eat strawberries. I will eat blueberries. I will have those, what do you call those things? When you put the granola, the yogurt, y'all know what I'm talking about. I will eat that. We will eat grapes in here. We'll tear some grapes up. So I started buying the fruit that we eat and that we love so that I won't throw it in the garbage, right? What you throwing away? You don't got money to be throwing stuff away. So get what you like. Also, my meal planning works because we like chicken quesadillas and we can make those. Chair, I looked up a recipe. I got large baking pans and we put it in there and listen, chicken quesadilla be on, it should be on and popping in here. We got a little dipping sauces and we don't feel like we're being cheated for a lot of reasons because we eat what we like. We also eat pretty healthy. So being that we do eat pretty healthy, our food, honestly, we have some weeks where we can spend just $85. Provided, you know, we blend it with what we have. But what are you spending your money on? I used to have a really big food budget, and then I realized one day I was feeding the garbage. We're not consuming what we're buying, right? So these are all ways that we could look at, you know, what we're doing, how we waste the money, because that food budget is a budget, especially with the prices, right, that's going on. Be throwing boxes of cereal away. I've seen it. Y'all throwing boxes of cereal away. You know that, right? Somebody like, auntie, yeah, I did throw that box of cereal away. Okay, that's your money going in the garbage. We need our money. Also, listen, I'm all for ease. I'm all for you doing things as simple as possible so that you won't be out here stretching yourself to the maximum. But when we are trying to save and make sure we can secure this bag, my love, okay, you might have to do some of them beautiful services yourself, like your nails, right? Because nail salons coming up in pricing, or are they called nail salons? I don't know. You see, I don't go. I do my own feet. My nails are short and natural, right? But that's just me. Some ladies love their colors and love their things. I love that for you. But when you're saving, you might have to say, you know what? I can't do a manicure and pedicure. I might have to just do one. And I do the other one, right? We got to save this money. We have to save this money. And you got to look good, too. You got to look good, too. So maintaining yourself. Also, your hair. Now, y'all see, auntie today, y'all, she fabulous. She got the cheetah, y'all, up on her head. She got a headband on. I'm not a headband girl anymore. I used to be, but I just figured, let me just put a little headband on today and just rock out like this. But I do my own hair, and I'm not telling you, you have to do your own hair, but can you cut back? You're saving. Is there a way that you can just navigate through this thing differently without, you know, looking decent? I seen some girls with some gel and they get some like a clip on or something and their hair look great. How can you look the best that you can look without breaking your bank while we're in this process of making sure we have more than enough money. Because I told y'all, cash rules everything around me. We need this money. Also, are you buying too many clothes? Like, what's going on? I love Shein. I love Rainbows. I love JCPenney's, Macy's. I love all the stores. Okay. I love Walmart. I love all the stores. Right. I'm a shopperoo at times, right? One thing I learned is not about where you shop, where you buy your stuff, it's about the eye that you have, right? So, listen, all the stores could get it, right? But, are you going through your wardrobe to see what you have? Maybe you just need to add a belt. Are you going through your things to see what you have, my love? You probably got a lot of stuff. Some of y'all got a lot of dresses, a lot of shoes. All right. Do you need to do something to bedazzle them shoes? I don't know. Put them little shoe jewelries on them or something. What's going on? Order those. You know, get you some fancy belts, some new earrings. You know, instead of going out and purchasing the same styles over and over again. I don't know if it's just me, but I noticed that the clothes haven't changed much. Now y'all know I'm an OG. If you're new here, you don't know, I'll be 52 this year. Chiva, y'all. July Cancer, y'all, right? This July I will be 52, and the clothes haven't changed since I was 14. These are the same styles over and over and over again. Trust me, same music, same food, same styles. I'm gonna beg you to buy a belt, okay? Do you need something new, or do you need a new way to wear it, right? That's what's up. What's up? We need our money to stay in our pockets. The baby's always gonna need clothes, right? Are you buying the clothes like a size ahead, two sizes ahead? What's up? You shopping in season? Okay, or are you shopping out of season and getting a good discount? I'll never forget the day I was in the children's place. I saw this woman buy a whole stack of clothes. She got them on sale and she had coupons and she only spent $75. It blew my mind. She had coats, hats, everything. She brought it off season for the next year. And she schooled me. She was like, no, always get for the next season. Get it now. Hold it, blah, 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 this and the other. She was like, I have three daughters. I was like, me too. And she was like, look, we don't got time. So I make sure I put away, right? It's strategies to this whole thing. But most of all, these strategies will help us save money. Save money. Another way. Listen, y'all know these holidays are coming this year, okay? Christmas will still be in 2024, December. Okay, I said that backwards, but that's okay. Don't even worry about that, right? Christmas still coming. If you put $25, $30 away, by the time you get to Christmas of this year, you'll have like an extra $300, right? We still got bills at Christmas time. Why let Christmas be a time where you broke? Because I seen people videos about, don't waste your rent money on buying Christmas. I was like, ooh, where they do that? Rent is rent, right? But I guess some people do that because they want their children to have a beautiful Christmas, a great nostalgic day. And my mothers, you know, we feel good when we see our babies' eyes light up when they see that tree and they do. Y'all know how we do, right? We good mothers. I told you, you are a good mother. Y'all know how we do. We love this, right? And being that we do love it, right? We have to prepare for it, and we start preparing early. Early. Just put it away. Get an envelope. They got all these ladies now. They're on YouTube. They're on TikTok. They're on all these different platforms, child. And they showing you how to stuff that money in them envelopes and put it away. Or them little books and binders they got. Invest in you. Invest in you. Okay? And sit and watch one of those shows instead of, you know, letting the algorithms control you. Put it in your algorithms that you want to see people with a lot of money, right? Because A like, C like, B like, you want to have a lot of money. And we need to know how to budget and put this money away and save. Okay. A rainy day could be a catastrophe for a single mother, right? It can be. If, like I said, if your tires blow out, you got a flat tire and you don't got money to get it fixed, that's a catastrophe. That's a problem, and it's something that's very small that can be fixed with money, right? So we can't play with money. We have nothing to give. We have nothing to lend, right? And that's it. On God, right? Oh God. So on that note, ladies, I'm going to get on up out of here. I want to thank you so, so much for being here. You could be any place else in the world, but you're here rocking with this OG. And of course, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I would do. I'm telling you what nobody told me. I had to figure this out. Like, what's up? Why are we not telling people? Well, they wasn't telling back in the days, right? They all was just like, oh, thing, you know, gloom and doom. There's not enough money. It's never this. It's never that. Money is not everything. I'm like, where they do that at? We need money to be able to live our lives, right? If we lived in a world where there was no money, that's different. But we live in a world where the more money you have could mean that you live better, that you have different experiences, that you can travel. You know, our babies need to travel. Okay, are you planning this vacation for next year? Are you putting aside for the vacation? Come on, mommy. I know you can do it. I know you can. All right. So on that note, I'm going to go again. I love you to the moon and back. Okay. You ladies are so special to me. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you soon. Peace.
Try to tame me, but you got my mood on sunshine. Let's take a trip, souls on big smiles. Let's get-